When the 5-day, 40-hour work week became the legal standard under President Franklin D. Roosevelt, the U.S. was a very different place. For one thing, far fewer women worked outside the home, and on nights and weekends, work stayed at work because no one had laptops or smartphones.
Family holidays could be anywhere that didn't need to be dependent upon whether there was Wi-Fi.
That is Charlotte Lockhart. She runs 4-Day Week Global, a community of people and companies who believe in shorter work weeks. She is pretty excited about a labor study out of Iceland. They ran a handful of trials involving more than 1% of the country's workforce, where folks worked less than 40 hours per week for the same pay.
This was one of the world's biggest trials of a shorter work week.
Alex Pang wrote a book called Shorter, Work Better, Smarter, and Less. He says Iceland's project was uniquely thorough.
They spent an awful lot of time planning out this transition. Discussions between managers, employees, union reps, shop stewards, etc., in every office, hospital department, fire station.
And that planning paid off. Even with fewer hours, productivity didn't budge. In some cases, it increased. And now that the study is over, 86% of Iceland's workforce either works a shorter week or has the option to do so.
Two groups that advocated for 4-day weeks published the results in English. Study author Jack Kellum from Autonomy says companies have a variety of strategies for making shorter weeks work.
Shortening or canceling sort of meetings that were unnecessary, moving things towards email, organizational changes around shift work.
Sonja Thorberg's daughter heads one of the workers' groups that participated in the project.
The biggest findings were that mental and physical stress decreases. We see less symptoms of burnout.
Thorberg's daughter says the study found that Icelanders decided to use the extra time in all kinds of ways.
Taking up hobbies that they kind of had forgot. So in Iceland, I think people are quite outdoorsy, climbing a mountain, or we have heated swimming pools here in Iceland, which is necessary when the weather is the way that it is.
Charlotte Lockhart of 4-Day Week Global used to run her own company, which had, yes, you guessed it, 4-day work weeks. She suggests employers can view shorter weeks like a benefit. Instead of offering gym memberships or childcare perks, they can just give employees time back. Let them decide how to use it.
Time is a currency that they will spend in the way that most suits them. Because you can give me all the gym memberships you like. I'm not going to the gym, and I don't value that, right?
Mary Louise, I guess we'll start with mountain climbing.
No, I'm thinking sleep, Audie. I'm 100% in camp sleep.